2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Master may have free course, and be magnified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all have not faith. But Yahweh is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in Yahweh, touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Master direct your hearts to the love of Elohim, and to the patient waiting for the Messiah. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Master Yahshua the Messiah, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walks disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for nothing, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we do not have power, but to make ourselves an example to you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Master Yahshua the Messiah, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But you, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Sovereign of Peace himself give you peace, always, by all means. The Master be with you all. The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Master Yahshua the Messiah be with you all. End of chapter.